welcome, guys, to a brand new episode of Hip Hop Soiree. You got me, DJ Goose.
And Poppy.
And we're back again. This is actually going to be an interesting, well, I guess a special episode because this is our first episode. And then we have the other episode that you're going to hear, which is about the K-Rap. But this first part or this first episode is going to be about rapper, specifically the rapper we're talking about is DMX. And we're going to talk about whether he's underrated, overrated, or if he's just has received the success and the acknowledgement that he deserves, and there's nothing else. So we talked about, I guess the reason it came up was because he came to Salt Lake City a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And so Bobby, as always, I think he's way more vocal and with his views, and I love that. I think it brings a great thing to this podcast. So tell me what was your reaction when you heard. Not that he was coming, but the price to see him.
It was $50 a ticket, and he is not a $50 show. He's not. I'm sorry. The lowest ticket was $50. A buddy of mine is like, oh, do you want to go? And I didn't even look to see if they had, what do they call the marquee, anyone else that's on the roster. I was like, if LOX came, the Lox, you know, Jadakiss, Styles P, and Sheik Louche, if they would have gone, I would have gone. But for DMX alone, nope, no $50. I'm sorry. He's a washout.
Yeah, so that brought us to the topic here.
He's washed up.
Yeah, so that brought us to the topic. Throughout, do we think he's overrated, underrated, or he's right where he needs to be? So let's kind of go back to when he actually was prominent in hip hop, because right now he's not. Has he even come out with anything new?
In 2012, he came out with something, but since then he has not. So it's been 7 years?
Something like, yeah. So long time. I mean, so we can't really say that he's relevant now because he's not.
I didn't like the album.
You didn't like it?
No.
And so let's kind of go into his career when he was big. We just listened to the song barely. It was Rough Riders. That's probably one of his most well-known songs. I mean, there's other ones that pop in right here, but that one I heard is like, dumb.
Anyone that loves hip hop, that's you. You can't think of DMX without thinking of Rough Riders. That's Rough Riders' anthem is number one in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's funny. Like when you think of DMX, like he was the one that had all these different attributes that you're like, that's DMX. It was his harsh vocals, and his dog bark.
And his metaphors around dogs. Yeah. He always had some sort of metaphors or analogies about dogs.
So it's funny, like, he had all this stuff that made, whenever you heard him, even if you never heard him, like, this guy sounds like this guy, and he sounds the same, or he's like, we know who he is once he comes on. Once you start hearing dogs barking, or him barking, or growling. I love that.
His whole persona was very, very aggressive.
Yeah, and it was also in his lyrics as well. Like, he was very aggressive. The one that I really liked was it was on that song Cradle to the Grave. Yeah, it is. It's not a fucking game. What you heard is what you're hearing. Listen, is what you hear. Like he's like,
X gonna give it to you.
X gonna give it to you. That's what it's called. And he always came with that aggressive sound. And to me, he always pumped me up. I'm like, yeah, let's go. I'm ready to go fight someone. Yeah, let's go. And Let's look at his music content during that time, and even I guess what he's come out in 2012. I guess lyrically, how do you view DMX?
He's okay lyrically. I wouldn't put him as anywhere near the top tier. I don't think he's garbage at all. I think he has some good substance and context. Mostly when he has inner dialogue, like how he has 5 songs where he said this himself. He has a conversation with, like, the devil, and, like, 7 songs where he has a conversation with God. And, like, those songs are actually pretty well written. Due to consistency, I don't think he's top tier. Okay. Maybe middle tier, top in the middle tier, right? Kind of above average, but definitely not. I wouldn't consider him a pure lyricist in all intents and purposes.
I think he's more of, like, you know how we talked about Future, how a lot of people are like, oh, he sucks, but he has, like, that voice. He has something that, like, draws
it's
you
attractive.
To him.
It's like it's very appealing.
Yeah, and so DMX he knew how to work that, and that's why I feel he was really successful.
I will say this: so based on his persona, his aggressiveness, his attitude, many people don't realize this, but even in my I realize it already. I went back and didn't realize how often people compared him to Tupac.
I've heard that before. Not
And it's not based solely on energy, because really what drags them people to them is really the energy. And both, I mean, again, if there's any Tupac fans, shoot me if you want, but he's not an amazing lyricist. He has some songs where the lyricism is great, but overall, not a great lyricist, but phenomenal, like, energy and vibes that people feel, and that's what drew people to him.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the contrast, or in stark contrast, what DMX was East Coast West. That's what people were saying. Oh, they mostly feel his energy. They have that hyper-aggressive, hardcore delivery style. Their emphasis was their attitude as opposed to their lyricism.
Yeah, and then,
so that's worth noting. I think if you draw comparisons to an all-time great such as Tupac, then I think that's worth something in the discussion of being rated.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree, because you have to have, you know, different parts of you that are attracting listeners. And like I said, it could be the energy, pure lyricist, which I don't think a lot of people in hip-hop, even hip-hop, like hip-hop heads, like, will go straight to that. They have to have something to be like, what is attracting me? That's why, like, me personally, I have a hard time. I know J. Cole's really good, but it's a hard time to listen to, like, consecutive. I'm like, I can't.
I agree. I am actually in the same boat. His first Sideline Story album, I thought, because Jay-Z was kind of directly over it and overseeing it, the production quality was fantastic, so it had beats that hit hard. It had some that had, like, that piano jazzy feel, like, just a very different array of just a lot of variation in the production quality. He had the aggressive delivery, he had the toned back delivery, the pensive like where he has that kind of mindset where he's kind of thinking things through, very thoughtful. But recently he's become like this what I call the slam poetry style,
yeah,
where it's just all sounds the same. And I agree, I mean, I'm into lyricism, and that's the thing I probably love the most, but all the other elements have to be in there. DMX has pretty much every element we're looking for, except on rare occasions, the lyricism. But, or not rare occasions, he rarely delivers on lyricism.
Yeah, but most people, like, I think most people, when they think of DMX, they don't even focus on that, because they either understand that, or all they hear is, oh, like, let's go. That's how I view him. And that's how I think most people view him. So like I said, we talked about not so much on the lyricism, but most on his act, on how he presents himself, is what got him famous. And so we're gonna jump a little bit forward now. It's 2019, and this guy hasn't been doing much for a while, and it's because his personal life, like with any other rapper, has gotten to him. Like, domestic violence, tax evasion,
animal cruelty, tax fraud, robberies, assault and battery, like pretty much a lot of the things that you can go to court for, he's checked most of those boxes off.
Yeah, and I think after a while he's just been done with music. I don't think he was ever like...
He got mad at the music industry. But right. Really, he kind of did it to himself, right? The legal issues really set him back.
Yeah, I mean, you could be mad at the industry or mad at... was it specifically like the music industry in general, or was it more of like hip-hop and where it was going?
I want to say the industry in general, but he also had some issues with some specific artists.
Okay. And there's a lot of people that have, you know, but they didn't have other legal issues like he did. And so...
Sorry to cut you off. The other comparison is, I forgot, he started getting into acting. You mentioned Cradle to the Grave.
Yeah.
So Pac was in the same boat. He made 5 albums and started kind of getting into acting before he died.
And he was actually going to switch to focus on being activist and acting.
Yes. And then DMX was in a similar boat. He started going to, he did Cradle to the Grave. He did Belly.
I forgot about
which
that
was decent. Their good music came from Belly, and that's probably why I like the movie Belly. But what's another movie he did?
Was
he in Romeo and Juliet? He made an appearance in it?
I think so, yeah.
So I don't know. But he was kind of hitting acting. Granted, he still made music, but nowhere near as focused.
Yeah. And I think all his legal stuff kind of got in the way, and his personal views on the music industry just kind of put a halt on him, which brings us kind of all the way around to 2019. Now he's touring again, just himself. There's no one else, for as far as I understand, with any of the dates that I saw before and after Salt Lake City. And his ticket prices are the same, $50.
So awful, awful price for him.
And what's interesting now is, like, he's done re-recordings of some of his older songs. Like you said, he did another version, a re-recording of Rough Rider, and it's just horrible. It sounds like they put too much reverb, they made the song wet, and so it just sounds...
It's not as polished.
No.
It's again, I said it's like an underground, low-fidelity music type, like this producer's kind of trying to find out how to... He doesn't know sound engineering yet to really polish the sound and make it rich. It just sounded really, really amateur. So it, and he re-sang the songs, which also bothered me because he didn't have the same level of energy he did back then, because now he's, what, 20 years older than at least some of the songs in there, if not still 10 years down the road. He's done a lot of, you know, smoking, drugs, so it doesn't, his voice doesn't sound the same. And again, that was one of the big parts of like what people like about him was his aggressive, vocal, growling, gravelly voice.
Have you seen him, though, as well? He doesn't look that menacing either like he did before.
No, I mean, he's kind of sobered out, yeah, almost.
Which is good.
No, of course. Good for him on health-wise, but he doesn't have, like, I don't know. Something changed. And the longest prison sentence I think he went to was 6 months. Maybe it was longer. It could be, but...
But he was, like, consecutive, like, in and out of prison. He was in
and out. And it was, like, short stunts, too, like 90 days, but still, like... That's 3 months worth of that year that you couldn't dedicate to music content or be with your family. And funny enough, he has like 16 kids.
Oh my God.
16 kids.
Paying alimony for that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, like he was sure he rich does. At some yeah. point, but like, unless you're consistently making that much money, at some point it's going to catch up with you.
Like, this is the poster boy for like, this is what happens if you live the way you rap. Like, if you actually live that way, this is going to happen to you. 16 kids, you're going to have no money.
Yeah.
So let's kind of make a conclusion here from all this. Like, overall, from what you've researched, Bobby, because you did a lot more research than I did, what's your stance on DMX?
I was going to say he was going to be overrated. But to be honest, I know now he's not anything, but for the amount of publicity and stuff he had done and his accolades, they speak for themselves. I'm going to say he's actually appropriately, he's up there. He's an all-time great for sure. I think he receives... the appropriate amount of recognition, not too much, not enough. I think he gets what he really worked for.
I can see that too. I never seen him in the best of list or top 50. I think I've seen him like top 100
rappers. Top 100 for sure.
I've seen that, but top 50, I've never seen him in there. But again, he does get that recognition. I think right now he probably feels that he is higher up there. And so he thinks that he can get as much money as he's asking for these tickets, and I don't think so.
He needs that child support money, but
it is funny because was it Snoop Dogg and Nas that came a few weeks ago too?
Snoop Dogg, Nas, and then 2 Chainz was supposed to come. 2 Chainz bailed, but Nas and Snoop Dogg were here. But I heard Nas only even did just one verse here and there out of his songs, which would have pissed me off as a fan. But it was only I think $20.
Yeah. And so,
and that's a much better show.
And Snoop Dogg is way up there. Like, whether you like him or not, he is, like say, he's one of the grandfathers or whatever.
As a feature artist, yeah. Sure. I actually don't think he really has a good standing solo album, if at all. Yeah, maybe Doggy Style, but maybe.
But yeah, but I mean, that's more debatable, like with you. But most people put him in way higher than DMX.
Oh, and his Nas.
Ticket was lower.
Nas.
And Nas is way higher up there. But their tickets were $20 for 3 artists. Granted, one
didn't show up,
but that's $20. And he's asking for 50.
Well, and one thing I did for DMX that I realized is, for me, based off what I like in hip-hop, he was outshone in every song I can think of where he has another featured rapper, right? He had the Rough Riders Anthem remix. I don't know if you heard it. It had Dragon, which was like one of his prodigies. He had like that off-cadence rap. It was actually pretty good. I liked Dragon outshone him. Eve outshone him in that, at least again,
your preference.
Verse-wise.
Yeah, verse-wise, okay.
Jadakiss outshone him. Styles P did. So I don't think there was a single verse. And I don't usually like comparing it, but still, his verse was far weaker than all the others. Then there's the song Get Wild, where it's Jadakiss again outshines him, and then some other guy from Compton that I can't remember his name. Then there's Blackout, that's Jadakiss, Styles P, Sheik Louche, and Jay-Z. All of them do better, and he goes last. Then there's the song from Belly, Grand Finale.
Yeah.
And that has Nas and Method Man and Ja Rule. And aside from Ja Rule, he lost to the other two. Like, Method Man and Nas had far better verses, in my opinion. So it's weird to see that on his songs he gets so outshone.
And like, and on feature ones that he was on later on, like in the later 2000s, he like got not even a verse, he got like a chorus.
Yeah, well, that's why I say Nas, or not Nas, Ja Rule on Grand Finale had like a chorus type thing, even though I don't think his verse would have been good anyways. But
no, because the one I keep thinking of is Tear It Up, and he's on with Swizz. Oh, yeah. Made that beat. That's all he was. He was just in the chorus, and it's like maybe like 10-14 words. But like I said, I think that fit him with the energy they were going for.
Yeah, they had right.
And like we had David Banner on there.
Oh God,
that song is funny. I love the beat.
It's a good song overall. Yeah,
but like it's just you don't want to listen to focus much on the lyrics because there's really not much there. It's just kind of like a pump up party song. But like I said, I think DMX does a good job if he's just within that area. But if he tries to venture outside of it or have someone else.
He even did a song with Cisco where I actually like Cisco's part better. What These Bitches Want. Yeah. Like, that's a good song.
What These Bitches Want.
But Cisco's part is much better, I believe. And because he had the singing song voice and I liked it. But as far as, like, favorite songs, maybe Lord Give Me a Sign, Where the Hood At, My Name.
I love Where the Hood At.
So he has a lot of good songs.
He does.
I figured I'd give him that. So yeah. I still think all-time great for sure. Definitely not top 50, but
I'll say top 100.
He got what he needed or deserved.
He got what he needed. He obviously didn't do what he needed to do with that money and had 16 kids and went in and out of jail. So, again, don't follow what he did. He lived what he rapped. And
I will say I know he was the first, and I think I don't know if he's still the only artist to have released two full studio albums in 1 year and both go platinum, I believe. He is the only... I know he was the first. I want to say he's the only hip-hop artist to have ever done that.
I want
1998.
Didn't Nelly's both his suit and sweat, didn't they both go platinum?
I thought they went gold only.
Did they only went gold? I just remember when they came out, they were one and
maybe
two.
Maybe they did go platinum. I'll have to double check it.
I don't know, but DMX,
we'll do one on him.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, that's it for this part of the episode.
The double feature episode.
Double feature episode. So let us know what you think. Let us know if you think DMX is completely overrated or if he's underrated or if we're right. I kind of feel that we're right. I don't think there's much of an argument either for the other options. I don't know, Poppy, what do you think?
I don't think there's any other options. I mean, again, his song speaks for himself. Very strong, what would the word be? Discography, right? Yeah. Like, his body of work is pretty good. He has a lot of really recognizable, really good songs. He has some dexterity, but they're not showcased in mainstream. You have to kind of go listen through the albums to understand it. Again, I think something that kind of put him lower for me for sure, and again, this is strictly maybe just me, him being outshone basically on all of the songs where he had another feature artist, where I don't think there's one, if you would consider the concept of winning over on a song, like having the best verse, if you're into that kind of thing, I don't think he has one.
Yeah,
I don't think so. As far as like any big heavy hitters, he doesn't have a single song where he outshines the other hip-hop artists that are, like, massive or even below him, really, that aren't really known.
Yep, true that. So if you want us to talk about another artist, email us at hiphopsoiree2018@gmail.com. There's tons that are coming in my head that I want to talk about. I want to talk about Flo Rider.
No, I don't even want to talk about Florida.
About him. Come on,
Florida. We will. But he's not going to be up there for me at all. In fact, he's overrated. I'm telling you that right now.
He's number one underrated rapper.
Get out of here. Shut up.
All right. That's enough for this part. This is DJ Goose.
This is Bobby.
And this is Hip Hop Soiree.